Ready?
All right, you man. Ready.
Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Static. You're my only show, Bob.
And I'm Liam Nielsen.
And you're what?
I'm Liam Nielsen.
You're Liam Nielsen?
Try it.
Who is that, may I inquire?
Liam Nielsen, the actor Liam.
Oh, Liam Neeson.
Oh. Well, I'm Liam Nielsen.
I don't know what the fuck you're trying to do. I just had to listen to you take a whiz, and now this. I don't know what the hell's going on.
It was a false alarm. I thought I had to go dookie, and I didn't. But...
Well, why did you flush?
Well, I also what made a sissy as well. So I had to, you know.
So wait a minute. Let me.
I thought.
Were you sitting down while you were peeing?
I thought I had to go number two, man.
And you were perfectly willing to take a dump while talking to me.
Well, you didn't know that.
Well, I do now. That's the problem. I got this mental image now. I thought you were just taking a whiz.
No.
Now I got you sitting on the toilet.
Yeah. Well, no, I was at the movie theater this afternoon and eating all this popcorn, and it's got me all, you know, bunged up now. Well, wait.
What movie did you go see?
Unknown.
Unknown.
With Liam Neeson.
Oh, yeah. Was that good? It was supposed to be like, you know, he did Taken. You ever see that one?
Oh, this is better than Taken. Yeah,
really? I love Taken. That was great.
No, this one's actually believable. Yeah, this one's really
100%. Unknown.
Plus, it's got that good-looking German girl from National Treasure in there, too, which I love that girl. Man.
Oh, okay.
I always forget her name, but man.
Did you sloosh it in the movie theater there, Alex?
No. No.
From Clacker Coins, didn't he sloosh it?
You know, I haven't seen that movie in about 20 years. I'm going to have to go back and watch that because I don't.
I think it actually is on the Netflix stream. So you
well, I'll go get Netflix stream. I'll go
there
get
you
it.
Go. Yeah. I was talking to Miles' wife briefly,
mm-hmm.
and she got them on the Netflix.
Yeah.
So
lucky she was us.
Telling me about it.
Yeah.
Well, she was telling me how, you know, incapable you were of helping her do anything, but that was...
I'll have you know I fixed two things around the house. This weekend, so...
First one was myself with an iron.
I don't mean neutering, no. I didn't.
I put my nutsack on an iron, and now I'm fixed.
Yeah, no. I fixed a...
Steam came out my penis.
I installed a new bathroom doorknob. And right. I fixed a leaky kitchen sink, so, yeah.
Wait, how did you fix the leaky kitchen sink?
It was some loose nuts, so
okay.
I grabbed some loose nuts and I tightened right. them.
Well, I'm proud of you, Miles, because that's definitely not your typical...
I was out of my comfort zone.
Yeah, way.
Yeah, way, because I usually let my wife do all this stuff. But...
Well, that's it. See, now that's interesting. Now, I, on the other hand...
Right.
I got home this week... And my wife tells me that the kitchen door, it goes outside, right?
Mm-hmm.
Will not open. It's, like, stuck.
Right.
I'm like, what are you talking about, stuck? Well, we unlocked everything, and we turned the handle, and it doesn't open.
Yeah.
Well, the little catch for the, you know, normally when, you know, the little beveled catch that you usually, you know, when the doorknob, you turn it, it goes in so you can open and close the door.
Yeah.
It had... Something had broken, so it would not retract.
Oh, okay.
So essentially, it was permanently locked.
Right.
Well, you know, it's designed so that you can't put anything in there to jimmy the lock.
Oh, great.
Open. So.
So you burned to death in a fire or something because you can't get out of your house.
Yeah, right. Well, so I'm like, well, I'm trying to figure this out. And it's like, I can't get anything down in there because the door jam and the way everything is, you know. Right. I don't have like a slim jam or anything, you know, any kind of special tools or anything. So I had to take the damn door off the hinges. And then I had to replace the locking mechanism. So,
wow.
I did that this week.
Yeah.
Yeah, after a hard day of work.
Yeah.
You know, not on the weekend, during the week, you know.
Right.
So, yeah, that was something.
Wow.
So then.
Yeah.
That was my success.
Yeah. Yeah.
I actually did that. I actually was able to take the door off the hinges and then get the thing disassembled, put it back together with a new one, and put it back on the hinges and everything. So that was my success, my failure.
Yeah.
This is the part you'll love.
Yeah.
So, you know, we had a lot of storms here lately, a lot of rain.
Right, right.
You know, we even had like tornado type winds and stuff like that. So,
right.
Here recently. And if you want, you can go to, I think, my Facebook and Twitter and stuff and see a picture of the uprooted tree that was in my neighbor's house.
I saw that. It was kick-ass.
Yeah. So, anyway. So, I kind of got a weird driveway situation that kind of wraps around the house.
Yes.
And so I went to the store, and then I needed to leave again. And because I pulled up kind of far, it's kind of like a double driveway that narrows into a single driveway and then kind of wraps around the house.
Right.
Well, instead of trying to back up because I was in the single part, because it's kind of – it's not like you just drive down one lane. It's like all cockeyed and everything.
Okay.
I don't want to back up because I didn't want to, you know –
Yeah, oh yeah.
It's easier to just turn around. So I pull down front. Yeah. I go to turn around. I get stuck in my yard.
Wah, 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 wah.
Because it's so soft, the car just sinks in the mud.
Oh, dear.
So I'm trying to get it out, And I got, like, cardboard. I put cat litter. I got, like, wood. And I'm digging a bigger hole with the car. I mean, so the car is just about resting on the ground, which you know what that means. So
right.
So at this point, I am just totally disgusted with myself. And I'm also, you know, my wife is like, "What the hell are you doing?" You know.
Nothing. Get the bag in the house. Damn it.
And I finally concede, and I said, "I just got to call a tow truck."
Oh, there it goes.
Because I cannot get this car out of the mud, and I mean. She's like, "Can't you jack it up?" And I'm like, you know, you keep what? It's mud. You put the jack under there. Even if I could fit it under there, I couldn't. I couldn't get a platform underneath there to lift it up. So
can't you just jack it up?
Jack it up.
You know what? It's jacked up right now.
It's jacked up pretty fucking good. So I'm like, fuck. So yeah, guess how much my tow truck?
60.
Oh no, more than that.
120.
No, $75.
Wow, that's not bad.
Yeah, you pay it. Give me some money. You say it's not bad if it's coming out of your pocket.
Well, you're rich. What do you care?
I'm not rich. So the guy shows up, you know. I told him the situation. I'm like, you know, I got stuck in my yard. And he's like, you know, how far away from, you know, the driveway? Like a foot. You know, not even, I mean, it's just barely off the driveway.
I've never seen someone so dumbass as you.
Yeah, okay, I imagine that's what he's thinking. So he shows up. The guy looks just very much like Jake from Cornelia Marie, Deadliest Catch.
Yeah. Man, it was him.
I thought it was for a minute when he pulled up. I'm like, holy shit, you know?
Yeah, wait. Is Jake the one with the beard and mustache, or
No, he's the drug addict kid that went into the rehab.
Jake is a druggie, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so the druggie, okay, like it.
Yeah.
Hey, get stuck in your yard.
That's right, yeah. So he proceeds then to back down the driveway with the, he's got one of those flatbed tow trucks, you know, they pull it up onto the flatbed.
Yeah.
With a big winch, right? And sure. He's going to winch out my car. So he backs up and down the driveway. I got Jake from Deadliest Catch backing up down my driveway. Beep, beep, beep. And guess what?
And he gets stuck.
And he gets stuck.
There's another $70.
No, I didn't charge him for that, thank God.
Oh, my God.
So, like, he's backing up, and, like, he's on the driveway, and evidently he got off just a little bit into the dirt.
Uh-huh.
Instantly sank.
Oh, wow.
The front tire was, like, almost halfway in the mud.
Yeah.
And the back tires were, like, sinking as well. He couldn't get out. He's like, now I'm stuck.
Your wife. Go get the jack.
Go get the jack.
Shut up. Get back in the house. Hey, Popeye, shut up.
It's me talking Popeye.
Damn it.
So he was actually pretty cool about it. I mean, he's like, he's looking at it, you know, and he's kind of got that disgusted look, but he's like, all right. So he calls back to the office, where was it? And he's like, you guys got to bring the other truck out to get me. So evidently the other truck wasn't like super handy, and I kind of live away a little bit. And so he's trying to give the guy direction, and then this dude just cannot get it. No, you go to the next road after that road, then you turn, then you know, on this little two-way telephone, you know, Nextel thing. So we're hanging outside, you know. He's like, well. So he ends up pulling my car out of the mud onto the back of the wrecker.
Yeah.
While we're waiting.
Yeah.
And so my car's on the back of the wrecker, and then we're waiting for the other wrecker to pull him out.
Oh, man, this is getting expensive. Oh, man.
No, I didn't have to pay for that. I didn't.
Really?
Yeah, it only made me pay for the one thing. Thank goodness.
You should have, man.
No, fuck, man. I'm not fucking.
You should have, man. You.
Hey, I told him it was muddy. I didn't tell him to do that.
You should have warned him, man.
I did. I told him it's muddy. Don't get off the driveway.
You should have paid twice for that.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Man, the working man. You're sticking it to the man, huh?
No. See, he said no. I said, you know, what's up with that? And he's like, oh, don't worry about it. So the other dude shows up, and, I mean, he's like, he doesn't look like anybody famous or anything.
Yeah.
But he's certainly like two bricks short of a, you know, a square or whatever they call it.
Hey, man, are you stuck, man?
So the other dude that got stuck kind of takes over, and he's like, he positions the other one at the top of my driveway.
Yeah.
Like in the very, you know, secured, rocked area.
Right.
And he runs the tow cable all the way down to the other one.
Oh, man.
It took like, I don't know, 2 hours or something.
He had like yanked like two vehicles at the same time.
Right. Or... Yeah. Yeah. He did. So.
Wow.
And then he had Chuckles get in the other truck and give it the gas when they're pulling on it. And he gets up there and they finally got it out. And then he goes, you know, I think I'm going to get your car off of here, out here on the road. So the only cool thing was I got to back my car off the flatbed. So
yeah,
wow. But, it was. I'm like, kids, you want to come out and see this? There's a tow truck getting out the tow truck. So anyway,
the irony of it, really.
The irony, exactly the irony. And
now your yard's all jacked up.
Oh, it's just terrible. It's all rutted. I'm gonna have to do something about that eventually.
Yeah,
I said fuck it for the weekend. That's for sure.
Yeah.
It was so aggravating. I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
I was like Kirk Douglas.
Where do you go for an old man?
I can't. I won't.
My cane.
So, no, I meant the... I'm just being angry. Okay. But, my yard's all jacked up. It's got these big ruts in it.
Wow. Really?
Yeah, but that's not unusual. I've had people drive through my yard, so it's not.
It's not unusual to get stuck in my yard.
That's right.
It's not unusual.
So I hung out with Jake from Deadliest Catch, the tow truck driver, for a while there. So.
Got some oxy.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, you look like you're fat and out of shape. You got any kind of drugs?
I know you got drugs. You got drugs somewhere.
Any prescriptions?
Hey, man, truck stuck, dude.
What are we going to do? Nothing.
Shit. Fuck.
So, yeah. Hey, speaking of people on drugs that are, you know, having trouble, our good buddy at Insignificast, Sam's all laid up with his back, man.
Yeah, I read something, man. What the hell? What?
I haven't got all the particulars. I'm wondering, though.
Yeah.
Now, I don't want to be cruel or anything.
Yeah.
But I don't know if he's pulling a title on us with the whole Manny's leg bit.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think so, but I think he's really hurt. I don't think he's like you, jacking around with everybody.
That was fun.
But I thought I'd throw that out there just in case.
So. Get better, man. Get better, dude.
Yeah, yeah, no kidding. And you know what? You know what you could do?
You could go to Angie's List and get a doctor? Or...
Well, you could do that if you wanted to, but I was thinking more of a coffee mug.
Yeah.
From Zazzle.com.
Oh, that'll make them feel a lot better, yeah.
Well, you could get one that says OxyContin, please.
Yeah.
That'd be a good one. On his coffee mug.
Well, you can? For real?
Yeah, whatever you want.
I want one like they had in Land of the Lost, which was just like giant set of juggies on it. That's all it was. That's what I want.
So you know, you get a t-shirt, a coffee mug, a tote bag, anything you want on it with whatever you want to put on it, right?
Right.
At Zazzle.com. Now, you know, of course, we're a little bit biased to our store, which is Zazzle.com/Static Radio, but that's a whole other thing.
Yeah.
But if you buy anything, make it yourself or buy it from somebody else, you can save some money. Let me tell you how.
10%?
10% on any order of $50 or more with the discount code. You ready?
Static.
Static Radio 4. Static Radio 4. We'll get you 10% off any order over $50 at Zazzle.com. Remember that. Zazzle.com.
The Static Radio thong... does feel a little snug, but it is very uplifting. It's sure very releasing, so I would suggest that.
That's why you feel like you got to take a deuce all the time, probably.
Yeah, I've never. it was different.
You got that thong pushing on your anus all day long.
Pretty much, yeah.
Anyway, for more particulars, go to staticradio.com/Zazzle.
Zazzle.
You can get that discount code as well as... you know, link to the Static Radio store and all that good kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So support Zazzle while they support us, while you get supported by a thong.
That's right.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
But yeah, poor Sam is all laid up, I guess, you know.
Yeah.
If he's not pulling the wool over our eyes or something, you know.
They're going to have to go, like, to a best of show or something, I saw, or...
Yeah, yeah, I was thinking that. I was thinking, you know, we could just fill in, but maybe not. So.
I don't know, man.
I know, it's a little tough.
I'd rather not.
It's a hard act to follow.
Yeah, I mean, they're funny and we're not, so I wouldn't really not.
That's true about you, that's for sure.
I would not even try to attempt that thing, you know.
Okay. Well, I thought we'd just help out a little bit. That's all.
No, well, no, I'll just, you know, we'll pray or something. That's all.
Are you gonna pray? Well, give us an example of your prayer for Sam. Well, first you got to clear your throat of all its your Rod Stewart happenings over the weekend.
I'm not sure what that's about, but
all right, go ahead.
Dear Lord, look out for Sam, although he has not led a good life, I'm sure. I know that doesn't matter to you, so please do what you can and get him back on the show. Amen.
There you go. That was nice and simple. That was simple.
Yeah, no, you know, I like keeping it simple.
Yeah, you'd be a real good pastor of some kind.
Me and JC are pretty tight, so, you know, so.
Really?
Yeah, we're pretty good. Yeah.
That guy from the NSYNC, JC Chavez or whatever?
No, that's not.
I figured you kind of hung with that crowd.
No. I did not hang with that crowd, no.
So anything happened to you this week at all?
Went to the garage sale of stink this
All right. Well, I love garage sales.
They're having like, you know, it's like there's nothing to do. Like at this time of the year, there's very little to do.
Sure. Well, it's kind of that weird thing. Well, you get the same as we do, where you get a little warmer.
Yeah.
Where it's nice, and then it gets cold again, and then it gets warmer.
Yeah, I mean, so there's really, you know, at this point of the year, it's really, like, we're, what, in March now or something.
Right, March, yeah.
And there's, I don't know, it's just a weird time of the year because there's really nothing going on. And so you kind of look around, you know, your kids are like, Dad, what can we do?
Shut up. Shut up.
And I'm like, well.
Fix the faucet. Shut up.
Yeah, well, that's another story. I couldn't find a fucking Phillips screwdriver to save my life.
Oh, my God.
I don't know where the hell they went to, but I'm like, nice. That's a different story, which is not even funny, but.
Yeah, no kidding.
And this story won't be funny either, but
you call yourself a man? You can't got a Phillips screwdriver?
I could not produce a Phillips screwdriver to save my life. Someone could have put a gun to my head and said, I killed your whole family, and I still couldn't have found it.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Somebody's calling me. Oh, I'm getting solicited. I can see the caller ID. Keep going. We'll just let it ring.
This is the United States calling Mrs. Floyd. We have Mr. Floyd calling Colette. Hello.
Hello.
He keeps hanging up. Why does he keep hanging up?
Hello.
So, God, it's annoying. Jesus. I see in the paper, it's like, community garage sale, go to the such and such gymnasium.
Okay.
And I'm like, well, I'm desperate. I have, like, nothing to do today except fix two things that I really don't want to do.
That's right. So you had to find your escape, but unfortunately, your wife caught you before you left. So.
Well, no, she's all like, "Oh darn it, I wanted to go."
Well, why don't we go? We gotta get a Phillips screwdriver anyway.
No, she's all like, "I got too much to do." She goes, "You just go. You go, little baby Bocephus, go, and you go."
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, you know, it's probably just gonna be a waste of time.
Like most of the things I do, but anyway.
Like my whole life, pretty much the time. She's like, oh no, I know they're gonna have nice stuff there.
Yeah, the good stuff.
The good, there's gonna be good stuff.
I'm like, probably get a Phillips screwdriver.
Yeah, I know. Had I known, yeah. I go, it's probably gonna be like shitty baby clothes and, you know, Christmas shit.
Shitty old people clothes.
Shitty old people clothes that should be burned instead of sold. She's like, oh no. No, you know, I might fight. You know, I'm gonna go just to prove her wrong. I didn't say that, but I was like, okay, I thought it. Like, okay.
You go to the garage sale, Miles. I'll stay here and work.
Yeah, well, my wife doesn't sound like Florida ovens, but yeah.
I was trying to do Rosie Perez, but my voice is hurting.
You know, you gotta go to the. I don't know. I can't even do a stupid voice.
Wife is Rosie Perez to me. So
yeah. So there's like, she is?
Yeah, that's what I always say. Whenever I think of your wife, I always think of Rosie Perez.
I never thought.
Why don't you fix this goddamn faucet?
Maybe at nighttime, you know what I'm saying? Say something in Spanish. Don't care what. Falcon Dios. Falcon Dios.
Gordo.
Gordo. Gordo. Muy guapo. Muy guapo. Gordo. Mas, mas, mas. Not a moss, not a moss.
Go ahead. How do you say Minute Man in Spanish?
Pequeño.
Pequeño es.
Serpentara de pantalones. And
so anyway, you're at the garage sale.
There's like no parking. Right? There's like no.
Because all the good stuff's there.
Like everyone, like over 70, has seen this and has like descended upon. I'm like, oh wow! So I had to like park like in a business adjacent to this thing. I'm like, okay, which is no big deal.
We're gonna get towed.
No, it was you know during the weekend. So
don't you get towed now, Miles?
The Chinese restaurant. Oh my! Get out of here!
Get out! We are serving fried rice. Get out!
Get out! You don't order. You get out!
Oh wait, that's a fat man. Let him park. Maybe he'll eat.
We have all you eat buffet. All you can eat buffet. Come back.
Where you go? Where you go?
And I.
Come back, Sumo.
Come on! Oh, so looking. And so me and my son, you know, we boogie on in. I see people coming out with armloads of shit.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, fuck, my wife was right.
Yeah, look at that.
I don't. You can't see what they bought because it's all bagged up. But I'm like, wow, you know.
It's all like old books and stuff.
I don't know what it was like. Wow, because it had just started. I mean, we just missed, you know, the opening by like 10, 15 minutes. You know,
so. Oh, you gotta be there at the beginning, man, to get the good stuff.
Yeah, well, I guess because I get in there and it's just shit. It's as I predicted. It is bullshit that just be thrown away.
Yeah.
Into a dumpster somewhere.
Look at all these McDonald's toys.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you get anything or no?
No.
Did you get a Phillips screwdriver?
No. At that point, I didn't know I needed one.
Oh, okay.
Had I known it, yeah, I would have been all... Yeah, it was like shitty clothes, old shitty toys,
oh, nice.
Shitty Christmas shit, Halloween shit.
Yeah.
Old shitty computers that are like 20 years outdated, you know.
So they're just like yours.
$20. This computer's yours. You know, it's like,
oh. You could have got parts for your computer that you haven't fixed yet.
Oh, yeah, right. No, that's okay. That's all right.
So you wouldn't have to use your wife's work stuff all the time.
And it's like, well, no, I like using her work stuff. So I just had to delete the history out of it.
But. Yeah, okay.
But, and it's like the garage sale of smells, right?
Oh, nice.
I have someone walk past me. I don't know who, but it was such bad body odor.
Oh.
Crippling smelling.
The wind just blew back into you is all.
No, this wasn't me, brother, man. I tell you what, man. This wasn't. I would claim it if it was me. It was like, oh. Oh. Oh, shit.
Look at this deal we got on baby clothes.
Ugh. Please tell me they're selling some right guard or something around here. Oh, my God.
Where's my Axe body spray when I need it?
Phew, man. I even thinking about it makes me want to puke, man. Like, Jesus Christ.
Was he a vendor or was he just walking by?
I thought there were so many people, it was hard to tell who it was. It's like, phew, yeah. Woo! Right?
Yeah, I hear you.
So I'm trying to get that out of my mind. I'm just trying to block it out. Like, Jesus. And on the heels of that, all of a sudden, I can smell like cat pee. I'm like, oh, Jesus. Oh. Someone's got clothes that a cat pissed on.
They're trying to sell them.
Oh, Jesus. Man, I'm like, I got to get out of here. I told my son, I go, we're out of here.
And he's like, no, Dad, we haven't found anything yet.
No, nah, he was ready to go. He's just all like, he's all disgusted. Like, Dad, this is a waste of time.
Big fucking waste of time. I don't know what we're doing here.
I know. I like, we're just going to leave.
Let's go eat Chinese.
Yeah, we're going to go back to the car, you know.
Oh, it's too bad.
And there were still people, like, leaving with, like, bags of shit, man. Like,
sure you didn't go everywhere? You sure you didn't miss
something? I don't know. I must have missed the good tables or something, because there was just, it was all shit that belonged to the landfill. Like,
oh, here comes Tidal. Push him over to the bad tables.
Move that. Put a blanket over that table over there.
Right, hurry.
Them are the titty videos. Don't you see them? Don't even see that in high school.
That's right. You missed the vintage porn table.
Yeah. Hey, get them stinky people to go over there and buy them.
Yeah, let's chase them out.
Oh, it worked. Phew.
Oh, nice.
You know what? Wash your ass before you go to a garage sale. Jesus. Stinky pigs.
You can put that on a Zazzle t-shirt.
Man. I wish it was like Silkwood, but I just like to throw them son of bitches into a shower and just, you know, shower them up. You know, like.
Miles Tidal tip of the day. Wash your ass before you go to a garage sale.
Yeah, you stinky pigs. God damn, man.
Oh, it's too funny.
Give us some of that Jaclyn Smith perfume. Come here.
That's right.
You're going to put this all.
Douse it with water or douse it with perfume.
Well, it's like that Axe commercial where they tackle that young kid. You know, these good-looking girls, like, tackle him and wash his hair. You ever see? They should have had that, but except for B.O., man, whoever the fuck it was. Come on, motherfucker. We're going to wash your a-hole. Come here. Jesus.
Well, everybody can't be wearing a static radio thong that perpetually cleans them as they walk, so.
Yeah, I mean, I'm no prize myself, but man, you know, I don't think I smell like that. I don't, hopefully.
I hope not either, goodness.
Man, but gee, have some pride. Holy cow, can you not tell you smell? Man.
Probably not, you know. Probably not.
God, I can still recall that smell. Just even thinking about it, I can recall it. Man. It's like,
can you not tell? There's another one for you. Can you not tell you smell? That's another one for you, T-shirt.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can you not tell you smell?
Can you not tell you smell?
That's it.
You stinky bum.
Oh, well, I'm glad you got to make it there, though. So you came away empty-handed, eh?
They should have had an admission fee, maybe like, you know, $20 or a bar of soap or something to get into it, because, man, it was fucking...
They didn't have any of that no-wash gel stuff, did they? The hand cleaner, hand sanitizer?
You know, I don't know. I was...
You could have sprayed somebody down with that.
I was just trying to find the exit. I'll be honest with you. I was trying to find the...
Is this indoor?
This was indoor. Yeah, the weather was pretty... It was rainy, like rain and snow. And
yeah, I know it was rainy, yeah.
Overcast and gross, and it was just all like, hey, stinky people, got nothing to do, come down.
You sure there wasn't like a 4-H corner with pigs or something?
Come get your stink on. Come on. Jeez.
These aren't sweat stains.
I mean, it stunk so bad, people from Decatur were like, God damn.
Oh my gosh, you in Decatur.
Jeez.
You've only been there once, for Christ's
sake. I'm never going back.
Yeah. It does stink in Decatur in certain parts. It does.
Certain parts? Fuck. Yeah, the beginning and the end of it. Yeah, north and south. Everything
that smells like soybeans, man.
I've been to the towns that make paper, that have paper mills.
Yeah, those stink too.
Nearly as bad as freaking Decatur.
Oh, God. Decatur smells worse than a paper mill.
But... No, I'd smell a paper mill over a
soybean factory.
Yeah, like a dog food factory before I. I'd spend the day up at Cedar Rapids, you know, before I freaking went back to Decatur, man. That town stinks. Jeez.
Oh, my gosh.
God, stinky little pigs.
All right, well, if folks want to invite you to their town to tell them that it doesn't stink, how can they get a hold of you?
If your town doesn't stink and you've washed your ass, they contact me personally.
How do they do that?
Facebook at Miles Title, Miles, MILES, Title, TIDAL.
Yeah.
I'm on that Twitter's thing. It's Miles _title.
Yeah.
And all that. So.
And all that. And you can always go to the website, staticradio.com.
You can call me. You can tell me your town doesn't stink. I don't care. You've washed your ass. You know, if you're proud of it, just.
You could leave a message. You could leave a message on our comment thing. It says, I've washed my ass.
Or the stinkiest town you know. Tell me that. We'll just take an informal vote.
Stinkiest town you know. If you call us, you can go to the website and click the call me button and call for free. Or you can dial 314-827-6399.
Or you can go to Bob's house, look for the house with all the ruts.
Look for the ruts in the
because he enjoys company, so please go to Bob's.
Yeah, I do not enjoy company.
Yeah. Go do a four-wheeler in his yard. And
let's do some donuts in my muddy yard.
Yeah. He'd love that.
All right.
Go wash your ass.